Take your foot off the gas of life, pull out your device of choice, and search Doptivity on your favorite podcast app.
After listening, some people suffer from success, self-love, and too much dopeness. If you find yourself feeling down or feeling as though you haven't been around much knowledge, listen to Doptivity.
Common side effects may include lighter thoughts, greater ambition, more self-love, better interactions with other people in your near future, and your ability to check yourself before you check others.
So now, get your daily dose of Doptivity and be dope for the rest of your life.
Welcome to Doptivity. I'm your host, Shauna, and this is your boy, Nate. And we are here.
We should have did it backwards. You said, this is your boy, Nate. And I'm like, this is your girl, Sean.
I'm like, huh? I know, right? What's up, guys? Hey, we are back with episode 5 of season 2. Yeah. We are extremely excited. And man, say, this year is only popping. We don't have to tell y'all that every time we get on here. So I'm not going to.
I think we do, though. Because every episode, though, it heightens. Every time, like every time we get to this point, we record, mm-hmm. like the energy is like heavier and heavier. I'm like, dang,
I feel like we're going really,
I'm low key mentally weightlifting right. Every time.
We're going into this episode kind of refreshed because we did a whole Instagram live mm-hmm. session before we got on to actually record, and that is something I think that we like.
Yeah,
I think that's something we should do more often. Definitely.
And hope you guys are into it. It's kind of sporadic. We should probably set a time just in case people actually care to join.
Yeah, we'll get into the details of that. Yeah,
somebody was probably at church week. Missed the podcast live on IG.
It's okay. They'll be all right. They can go back and look at it.
Next time. Yeah, next time.
Okay, guys. So today we actually took some topics from our viewers. We have a couple topics. Mm-hmm. That we're going to discuss today.
Kind of, yeah. They probably kind of go hand in hand a little bit, right?
No, they're completely different. No? Okay. So the first, I guess you know what we could do. The first half, talk about one. And then the next half, we'll talk about the other. Okay, so the first one we're going to jump into is a really good topic. Shout out to Brit. What's her Instagram name?
Brit B333.
Yeah.
Into the numbers, I think.
Angel numbers.
Yeah,
Shout out to you. I love angel numbers. Hey. I like her. I feel like she's my friend.
She lives too far, huh? Tell her to move on out here to Texas.
Brittany, move here. no. But.
Move here.
Okay, so hers was, it's crazy because the topic that we're going to talk about today, I feel like I told, bro, we need to talk about this a while ago, but we just end up not talking mm-hmm. about it or something.
Yeah, we had a long conversation about it for sure, but
so
we
it
never
is,
put it on the podcast.
Right. So it's ghosting versus falling back, okay? And ghosting, for those of you who do not know, ghosting is when like you're like talking to somebody like every day for like however long and y'all are really communicating and you know, hitting each other up, you getting good morning texts, you doing all this shit. And then all of a sudden they fall off the face of the earth and you have no idea why, where they are, what they're doing, and you're just like, what the fuck? That's a ghost. And it's crazy because we recently talked about it because I got ghosted back in freaking, was that August? Yeah. No, it was about September because I think me and the guy started talking in August, but then it was September-ish is when mm-hmm. he ghosted me. Freaking bothered by it. It wasn't that I was invested emotionally or anything like that, but I couldn't believe that nigga ghosted me.
Yeah. I remember the conversations on the phone.
Oh my God. But the thing that happened after that for my story is, so a month had passed and then he like texted me and just apologized like, I'm sorry. That's all he said was, I'm sorry. And then I sent question marks. And then he was like, for shutting down on you. And I was like, okay. I was like, is there a reason, you know, why you you know, went ghost or whatever. And he was like, I was just dealing with personal issues. So I was just like, okay, hope all is well. Yeah. And then we didn't talk anymore. I really just want to know why he ghosted.
Right.
But, I mean, actually, we are communicating again.
Oh.
Yeah, we are okay. Just, you know, kicking the shit or whatever. But he don't know whether he want to be my friend or me to be his girl. He don't know what he wants. So at that point.
He's trying to keep you on the line.
Yeah, he got me on the fence. And I told him, you don't put me on the fence, buddy. But anyway.
Don't nobody put baby in the corner.
So I was really offended. Like, okay, I'm going to ask Nathan, though. So why do you think, I have an idea of why men ghost.
Mm-hmm.
But why do you think, as a man, why would you ghost someone?
I will say, first I want to say, I was going to cut you off, but I didn't want to.
Yeah, don't ever fucking do that. I'm just kidding. What's up?
But after we had our conversation, I want to say, I forget what holiday, maybe Thanksgiving, Dr. Phil had like a ghosting episode.
Really?
And I just so happened to be home because we were off.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, what the fuck is this? And it was a ghosting episode. It was good and bad. Uh-huh. Just because it made one girl look stupid. And it made one dude look like a piece of shit, you know.
Uh-huh.
So it was just like, ah. There's no real solid answer.
Did that happen though?
So, what do you mean, like how the?
How did it make one person look really? Well, the girl look really stupid, and the guy look like a shithead.
Well, so like
I feel like it should only make the guy look like a shithead.
No,
No good.
So the first one that they had was I think I only watched the first two. I don't know if they had more after that, but the first one was a girl that came on and she kind of talked about her problems, but the way she explained it, she was very emotional about it for sure, but in a very overbearing, cocky way. So that kind of, you know, for TV, that makes you look bad, of course. But I could understand her emotion, so I saw past that. But of course, in the storyline, they wanted to bring the guy in on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I think they called that guy actually. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was just like one of those weird. You know how like the radio stations do like that bad date segment?
Yeah.
It was kind of like one of
those. Like Diddy in the Morning.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So they did like one of those where she had a whole nice lineup of story of like he just disappeared and then he got on the phone. He was like, she was crazy. She did this and she did that on
the
phone.
So it was so much more to the story.
So much more to it.
Diddy's date fail. That's what it is.
Exactly. Yes. So it was just one of those where it was like, she was just. I feel like she knew I wasn't going to keep reaching out to her because it didn't present itself like they were talking for a long amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
Like your example.
I mean, we weren't talking for a long amount of time, but I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy. I know my story, so go ahead.
I can have a good conversation in 45 minutes and then still say, hey, this is not going to work as opposed to just.
So instead of saying the word. You know, yeah, right.
But.
So instead of, if you feel that way, would you verbally say it or would you just kind of just
sit back and let it breathe?
No, that's falling back. We're talking about ghosting. Back. We're talking about like we just had a phone. Okay, look, 2:00 on a Monday, we get off the phone because I'm on lunch. We're talking, great conversation. And then I don't hear from you anymore after that 2:00 conversation.
Okay.
That was a good conversation, but now you're just no longer around anymore. If I call you, you don't pick up. If I text you, I'm not getting a reply. But that conversation went fine. It wasn't nothing that happened. You just, like you fell off the face of the earth. Like, why does that happen?
Okay, so I'll just say, from a guy's standpoint, I can try and say that, I don't know, because I'm not this way. I'll at least say something like, I don't know.
Right.
I'll let you know that this is not what you think it's going to be. You know, like, if you're, like, working towards a relationship, that's not what I'm looking for. I will let you know that up front. You know, like, especially, it just depends on how it goes. You know, like, it depends on the person, how we feel, and how our connection works. But, like, as far as guys doing that immediate, like, giving it all, like, hey, I like you a lot, and laying it all out flat, like this is a potential good candidate for a mate or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, vibing, everything's
vibing good. Vibing all the way out. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, nothing.
Yeah, that's some
That one I can't explain, shit. But I will say I think it just boils down to guys being guys. It's just guys being guys.
We spoke up the guy that.
On, no matter of fact, put him on the phone.
We spoke up the guy who originally ghosted me. That's hilarious. Okay.
Oh, what a podcast.
That is so funny. I'm not going to put him on the speakerphone right now. Okay. So I'm just going to tell you what I think happens.
That's hilarious.
During that time frame of someone ghosting me, I just feel like it is something else going on in their life, whether an ex or they currently have a girlfriend, or that's automatically where my mind goes. Yeah. Because if we, y'all must have been on a break or something. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, for us to, because I'm a viber. I love just vibing with people in general. So I know that I'm not everyone's cup of tea. That's fine. But I'm going to know that I'm not your cup of tea without you having to ghost me. For someone to ghost me, I just get offended.
It's just
because I'm so easy to talk to, and I don't put any pressure anywhere, especially if we're just talking. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you're not like talking about wedding.
No, and I'm not like, why you didn't call me today? Yeah. Why you didn't call me yesterday? When I called you, you didn't call. I'm not even that kind of person. So I feel like you should tell me something. So, and another thing, when it goes to ghosting versus falling back, in my mind, that's like men against versus women. Because I feel like when women, and it may not be all women, but the way that the women that I know operate, if I'm talking to a guy, he's a decent human, but I'm also dating someone else and they come along and they're better and I'm closer to them, instead of just ghosting the other guy, I'm gonna fall back. You know what I'm saying? And falling back consists of me. So before this other guy came along, every time you text me, I may text back. Every time you call, I may pick up, you know, type of thing. But if I'm interested in someone else, I'm going to pick up, but it ain't going to be every call. It ain't going to be, you know, I'm going to kind of wing myself off of you. And it's kind of like, okay, I get the picture type of thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
If you gave it a little chance and then it slowly.
And there's no hard feelings. There's nothing. And then if it comes down to, if he asked me like, hey, you're not acting like yourself. Like, what's up? I'm going to tell him.
Yeah.
Like, hey, to be completely honest, like, I'm kind of feeling somebody else and I think it's going to go somewhere else. Like, nobody keeps it real no more.
No more. You know what? It does low-key have a lot to do with the way we do things these days.
I feel like men are so scary when it comes to communicating. Y'all can't communicate shit unless it's talking about sex.
Fair. Because we know what we can bring to the table. But opposed to that, though, I would say, like, as far as, like, our new futuristic style of dating, where it's like, most guys are out here single.
Right.
Quite frankly.
In their head. Even if they do have a woman at home.
I didn't say that out loud. Yeah. I'm saying most guys are out here single.
Most guys out here considering themselves single.
So, you know, you have online dating, and I can say for a fact, when I was doing online dating habitually, you know, you would get, at some point you'd get enough messages that you're just like, I'm not going to respond to all these. Or you give enough to intro, but I've never gone, like you said, I've never gone that far. I'll give enough intro to get a conversation sparking if it's not interesting
compared to something else. But I feel like if you're going on a dating site, you have to know you're going to get ghosted. Like, putting yourself in that situation, you have to know you're going to get ghosted.
For sure.
Yeah.
So the examples, of course, you're talking about, you're not.
No, on I mean, dating like, sites. We're dived in. Like, in. You know, shoot your shot.
You know his middle name.
Right. No, for real. That's crazy. But yeah, it's like you shoot your shot. Because me, I'm not going to shoot my shot at no man. Yeah. I used to be like that, but I'm not like that anymore because I kind of feel like, you know, I'm all that in a bag of chips sometimes.
Hey, I still firmly believe women need to flirt a little more.
I can flirt. I flirt. But I'm not going to shoot my shot. There's a difference. Maybe we need to talk about that, too.
We do.
There is a difference. We talked about talking about that.
Same.
We need to throw that in here, too. Okay, so I don't shoot my shot anymore. But if you shoot your shot at me and we start kicking the shit, going back and, you know, and it turns into something that is, like, casual, everyday type of thing, we at least choose to talk every day, whether it's a couple minutes or an hour, but we're still communicating every day. And things aren't too serious, but it's calming. It's really good. It's resourceful. Resourceful. I didn't mean that. But it's really it's really like vibing and everything. Like, don't just ghost me, bro. I get offended.
Yeah. I mean, I get it.
And it kind of messes up the whole dynamic of everything at that point. Like, whatever impression I had on you before you did that,
I get it. It's not going to be the same. I mean, I've been ghosted before, too. Not deep into a conversation, but it does feel like...
Damn.
It does feel like, say, like you're in person.
If ghosting was a word, it is a word.
It is a word. But like, say, like, if it was like a for real action, like you're in person, you're in a group of people talking and everybody's kind of contributing to a conversation, and then you say something and everybody just ignores you. That's kind of what it feels like. Like, you say something and everybody kind of just says,
that shit don't matter.
Yeah. Like, it's like, well, anyway, so
nobody's like, talking to you.
So nobody heard what I thought we were all having a group.
I'm gonna say that shit again. Did y'all hear me?
I think that's like the equivalent of that.
And it's crazy, sure. Because when I got ghosted, I kind of did that, did y'all just hear me thing in an analogy way.
Yeah.
So I would always see, he would still like watch all my stories on Instagram and like stuff and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So one day, it had been weeks I hadn't heard from him. Mind you, within those weeks I hadn't heard from him, like I had called him maybe once, shot him a text like, hey, you good? You know, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So a text and a call, still no response. And then it was like, I saw him on Instagram one day. He was at the gym or something, but I'm like, bro, did I do something to offend you? Like,
yeah. What's
the business? You know? And then he just looked at it and didn't reply. No, that's not true. He looked at it and he said question marks. Like,
oh, okay.
And then I said, bro, you ghosted me. Yeah. And then he didn't reply after that. So then a couple weeks later, I get the message. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
He was on his high horse. He's like, man, I ain't sweating these.
He was like, I just want to let you know it wasn't nothing you did. And I'm like, why would you ghost me though? I'm a good person. Like, don't ghost me.
Hey, what's up? It's your boy Crip Brown coming to you from the Dopetivity Podcast. Yeah, yeah. Hey, I love it, man. I love Dopetivity so much. Thank you for listening. Cause Dopetivity got my attention and making me want to hear more. Hey, keep it locked. It on Dopetivity. My name is Crip Brown.
So, yeah, that was my ghosting story. And it really... to this day, even though he apologized and I'm kind of communicating with him now, that's still, I can't forget about that. Because if you do it once, you can do it again.
You fucked your resume up. At the end of the day, your resume
and
is
And I feel
just
like you should
little,
have to put
tainted.
In some more work.
Yeah. I don't know. At the end of the day, I think most guys that are out there, if you get ghosted from a guy, and this is all honesty on the table, he just wanted to fuck. Probably got intimidated by the potential
of him having to work for it.
Not even necessarily working for it. Maybe just like putting himself in that position that he will be in a relationship. He's like, like you said, he may have something else going on.
Right.
He may not be single, just dating single, whatever the fuck that means. Mm-hmm. So I can't help but think that could be like a underlying reason. You know, it's like, I'm trying to have some fun. Like, I miss being single, but I'm in a relationship.
It's funny because I remember, you know me, I'm so straightforward. It's going to be so hard for someone to try to, like, act one way but mean something else with me because I ask so many questions. I am a question asker. So I do remember asking that guy because he would make, like, sexual remarks, not in regards to me, but just, well, we're adults. Right. We can talk about sex. That's fine. Yeah. Like, I'm not offended by anything
like
that.
It was like he was kind of like...
But he would throw stuff out. And I was like, I just asked him like, hey, are you just trying to fuck something? Like, what? And he was like, no, you know. So I don't know if that possibly did it. Because I straight up asked him, like, is that what you're trying to do?
That's tough, though. Because I've been there where but I'm like, that's answer, not what I'm trying to do. But I would.
Exactly. But that's the honest answer. I would, answer. Though.
Yeah.
That's the honest answer. If I would have said that, he would have been like, no, that's not my only intention. But, I mean, if it came down to it, I'd be ready, you know.
I'm game for it, but that's not what I was hitting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's an honest answer. Yeah. That would have been the answer that I would have expected if that was the...
Would have nullified
been cool.
all the concerns.
Right.
Yeah.
But, no, it's just like, kind of, it wasn't like that. So, yeah.
Dang.
Look, I'm still butthurt about that, y'all.
This was September.
I was in my... And the thing was, is because I really liked him. And he was like, it was like one of those... he was an older classman. We went to high school together, but he was like way older than me. Mm-hmm. He was like an older classman. And I used to always just like crush on him. But of course, we never had a conversation. I was like a little girl to him, basically. Mm-hmm. We never had a conversation, never did anything. And I even seen him years later after I graduated. But to finally like get him to shoot his shot.
I was
like, bro, you didn't even give us a chance. You shut us down too quick. But yeah.
You went way in your head. He was like, look at the stars aligning, and look at the time, like, saying, like,
and that's not even, it's not even that. I was just like, he fun. Dang, he fun. Look at the body. Look at his body. I was like,
say that one more time.
Look
say
at
it.
His body.
Booty.
And it's crazy because I'm not even a body kind of girl. Like, I'm not into that kind of stuff, but it's just something about him. I was like, oh yes. Maybe it was a blessing in disguise, but I was in my feelings about that. Yeah. But so I'm good now. Okay. I did.
Hey, don't be fooled by them guys with them 8-packs.
Them bodies. You know,
them boys.
No, the thing is I feel like we just gotta be careful all the way around, like.
Yeah, not everything's going to go the way you plan it at the end of the day.
Yes, and you can't put too much pressure on what it is that you expect from another person. They are human, you know? So.
In my philosophy, and this may not be congruent with everybody else's thoughts, but.
Never is, but go ahead, bro.
I always make sure I put a time limit on how I think I could feel about
it. Set your boundaries. That is a boundary.
It's a time limit thing, though.
Okay, so share with us.
So, for example, if I'm vibing on a chick, right? Uh-huh. And we get to a point where I'm like, all right, fine, I'm going to take her out on a date. We're going to kick it. Uh-huh. I'm still going to give myself an amount of time before I think.
Is there a long... I'm sorry, y'all, for interrupting him. No, I'm sorry for interrupting him because I know y'all wanted, you ladies want to hear this.
You want it deeper.
So I always want to get deeper. So is there like a certain, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, is there a certain playbook on what would even make you take a girl out on a date? Like, is there certain... characteristics that need to be seen before you even be like, yeah, I'm going to take on a date and vibe with her. That's just a decision.
So, yeah, the way I see it, I'll go on a date with anybody.
Okay.
I will go hang out with anybody. If I don't like you the first day, then it probably won't happen the next time. But if we cool,
I've noticed,
and we can go keep hanging out. But I won't put that, even like we talked about in what episode was that? Maybe 3 or 4? We're talking about like if I'm trying to get in there and get in them sheets, like you say, then, you know, even that still won't affect it. It'll help it a little bit, but at the end of the day, like, yeah, at the end of the day, it's just,
So something I've noticed about men these days is... Bro, I don't know what's up with me. I don't know if God just don't. Yeah, I've been really observing. I don't know if God just don't want me to be in a relationship right now because niggas don't even ask. They just want to talk on the phone all the time. They don't even ask on dates anymore. It's like I am so. This is the thing though. When they shooting they shot.
I have a part too.
When they shooting they shot, y'all. It's like, when you gonna let me take you on a date? When you gonna let me do this? I want to take you on a date. Please let me take you out. Because I make people, honestly, I make them shoot they shot a couple times before I bite back. Mm-hmm. Just to make sure it's really what you want, you know?
Yeah, testing you.
But anyway, but the whole time you're like, I just want to take you on a date. When you going to let me take you on a date? And then, okay, so I start shooting the shit back with them. So we start conversating. And some of them have really amazing conversation, but it'd be weeks later and I'm still waiting on that date. Like, did you forget about the date? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, what happened to that? You should be ready to be like, okay, let's go out. I want to take you here, or think of somewhere for us to go. Like, I don't care if I have to pick. I'm fine with that. I have plenty of date ideas because I haven't been on dates in years. So
you know what you've been wanting to do.
Yeah, I can pick that out quick. But
at the end of the day, that's all guys want. What do you want to do?
So I don't understand why it's like that. But go ahead and say what you were going to say.
Well, I thought you were going to, I think you have more. I thought you were going to like add to it.
Add to what? What I was saying?
Yeah, as far as like pressing the dates.
Why? I just don't understand why they use that to like get your attention, and then when it's time, like you're showing interest and you even start to enjoy who they are as people, like you're kicking the shit all, you haven't even saw this person in person, but the conversation that we have is very enjoyable, and it's solid. There's some solidarity to it. It's like some good stuff, but you still haven't asked that date. Like, am I being impatient? Because I just want to say this before you speak up. My baby daddy, he ruined all of that. I'm sorry. And it's not a bad thing. I feel like it was definitely a lesson learned, because my baby daddy chased me for years. Yes, on every social media platform I had.
He was that creepy guy.
He was the creepy guy. And then I finally gave him an opportunity.
Creepy guys are still hope.
I gave him an opportunity to take me on a date, which he jumped on initially. Like, our first conversation when I finally said yes, okay, we went on a date, and we went on a really, really, really good date.
Yeah.
But he turned out to be a scumbag who leaves a woman when she finds out she's pregnant. So that doesn't smitten me. Like, it takes more than just chasing me for years or throwing a couple messages in my inbox and taking me on one. But y'all not even going to the date part yet.
Don't say y'all. Look.
Sorry.
Look, don't say all of us. Like, we all.
Look, they got Trump, y'all. They got me out of my element. They got me really venting on this episode today. I'm so sick of it. I'm sick of you motherfuckers.
Oh, man. No, that ghosting shit. Like I said, it just feels like you talking to a crowd that has not heard a word you said while you've been talking.
Exactly.
Like, why is nobody? Am I a ghost?
Right. Exactly.
You guys see me?
Is nobody a ghost in me? You know how them little kids get mad when you act like you can't see them no more?
Yeah.
Kelly used to get so mad. I done it to Kelly, but I ain't do like the magic trick. I just be like, have y'all seen Kelly? And my mom and my stepdad, they play along. And Kelly, I'm right here, mommy. That's how I feel. So it's just a real struggle.
Yeah.
Because if I was a man, I'd have all the hoes. I'm not gonna lie.
That's a whole different episode.
It is. But go ahead.
Because I don't think you ready for all the pressures. Still
I wouldn't even want a lot of hoes.
Responsibility.
Have them, but I could have a lot of hoes.
You could, of course. And I think that's probably the ghosting people you're dealing with. It's like, I could.
Right.
I tell myself all the time, I could go get Beyonce tomorrow if I wanted to.
He ain't lying. Like, my bro could have so many females
because
I'm the girl that he's always with. So I'm the one who has to hear all of the stories of all of these girls who are madly in love with him. And they be like, but he don't care. But he don't like me like that. But he don't. And I just be like,
Have you asked him yet? Yeah, no, I didn't. But.
Okay, well, I'm not the person. But go ahead, bro. I'm sorry. We have
No, but like,
when it comes to the dating thing, what do you have for us?
When it comes to dating, I would say you got to keep the responsibility side out of it at first.
What do you mean?
So don't feel like you are required to do something for this person that you're meeting, say for the first time. Maybe you've had a week of conversation, that's cool. But even still, when you meet somebody in person, it's different, right?
Yeah, That's what I be ready for. I'll be ready for that off.
But yeah, but you give like you give yourself some kind of weird responsibility. Like I have to present myself, I have to say these things.
Well,
I have to do this specifically. I don't. You don't. Just be yourself and let that shit
so
happen.
So do you think that I should verbally say
You should verbally say everything. You should say everything.
Because I be trying not to men get scared of intimidation.
No, yeah. Probably like at gunpoint, of course. They're like, oh, shit. She just asked me that question I wasn't ready for. It's like an interview. That's literally what dating is. It's literally like an interview. Like, if you didn't prepare for your job interview, of course you're going to be like, I didn't realize they was going to ask me about my 10-year goals. You know, like, what do I make up real quick? Of course that's going to be like the thing, but don't give yourself so much responsibility at the beginning. Just be, let that shit flow. Just say stupid stuff. Shit, I don't know. Fart. Whatever makes you comfortable. Do something. Burp. Whatever it is. Just.
I dug in my nose with a guy on Facebook.
Tell somebody the most goofiest joke you knew. Whatever. Like, just let that shit flow. And then, you know, of course, you know, that's the problem. Like, most guys are like, I'm just trying to, I hope I can smash. Of course, they're going to think that.
I would want to smash.
I wake up in the morning sometimes like, I sure hope I can
smash.
I hope I accidentally run into somebody at Walmart. What if I walk into a girl at Walmart? Let me put this nice shirt on. I don't know, guys. Just guys. It's just how we do. We can't change it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Deal with it. But, you know.
No, it's okay.
But, so yeah, it's just like when you go into that first date, don't go in with responsibility of feeling like you have to present
yourself. But this is the thing.
Maybe second.
I need to get to the first date. They are so, not.
So your ghosts aren't even getting you to the first.
Not even the ghosts. People that I still talk to every single day.
Still don't date.
They have not asked me on the date. Now it's getting to the point where I'm just finna cut everybody off.
Yeah. So and you just got a pen pal.
I have a pen pal. Like they in the penitentiary.
You don't want a pen, yeah, you don't want a pen pal.
And like I just.
Pen pals are fine. It's, I mean, but we also got social media. So why do you need a pen pal?
Exactly. Like where is the. The execution. Where is the, even if you can't afford to date, if you got groceries at home, where is the, I'm a cook, you want to stop by, get you some, sure, you know, where is the consideration of that part? That's important. Seeing each other face to face, because if we talk on the phone in this cool, when I see you in face to face, I'm a really no. That's how I am. I'm a no.
Yeah.
Where is that? Are they scared?
Yeah, I think so.
Where is that part? I don't mind going on a date. Everything you said for a date is perfect. Mm-hmm. That's good stuff to take with me on the date. I'm not scared to go on dates. I want dates. I want to date.
I think that's definitely apparent in most women. The thing is, like I said, it's
but
the
dates
timing
don't always
now.
Have to spend money. That's the thing. I think that stir men away, like, I got to do this.
And that's what I was going to say is, I think, and it has a lot to do with, like, there's no classy way to date, like, just free. Like, let me just take you, let's just go walk. I mean, walk downtown.
That's dope, though, to me.
Of course it is, but you can't just approach every new woman you meet and assume that that's what they like.
Well, that's when you need to be asking questions. What do you like to do?
I don't care. What do you want
to
do?
Okay, so men need to be like, okay, so if I ask you to walk downtown with me on a crispy Friday night and we just fucking walking, would you enjoy that?
Yeah.
Yes or no? Okay, no. What if I take you to such and such? You like that? Okay, well, we do. Women,
assertiveness of it.
Women have a part to it, too.
Of course.
Stop being so, I don't care. Yeah. No, tell people what you want. I'm the type of person, nigga, ask me that, I'm going to tell them. You like, but I'm kind of all over the place. Like, I don't care. It's like, if I ask you to walk down, you know, sure.
I'm going to meet you in my car. We just going to talk in the front seat.
I'm going to pull up on you. Can we talk? Yeah. Yes. Can we just ride around
like
the
that,
city?
Yeah.
Yes.
You want to drive around? There we go.
Yeah. Can you meet me at the park? I just want to see you.
Minus your gas. That's free.
Right.
In your car, maybe. That might cost you
I just
want to
see you.
Quarters.
Can you meet me up here at this restaurant? I just want to see you. That's all I want to do. Yeah. I'm just that type of person. Yeah. I'm just, there's just no, excuse me, extra shit with me. It's kind of like, either we're going to do this or not.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
Yeah. Well, what I was going to say was, so initial or first dates, like, don't give so much responsibility to it. But the next time, the next day, if you make it, yeah, because you relieve the pressure and you're allowed to be yourself. It's like stepping on stage for the first time. You know what I mean? Like,
ooh, yes.
You're just like, ugh.
It's my stripper days. I was just kidding.
Shaking. I do got that video of you doing that.
What I was doing. Oh, you talking
about. Not the stripper, no. That karaoke thing.
I know what you was talking about.
Still got you up there. He was like, I was so nervous. Like, you killed it, though. You killed Silent Pepper. Are you
talking about my job?
Yeah, that karaoke thing. You killed that karaoke. But, yeah, like, relieve that responsibility at first. And then once you make it the second date, you know for a fact that you can put a little more into it, because that's the perfect time to do it. They already got a taste. They already knew. They got the sample. All right, yeah. Well, let's see what he or she is really about. Then you can present yourself. Ask all the questions. You already got 1,000 questions because y'all had a decent enough conversation before. Now you got 1,000 questions to shoot at them. Like, all right, is this worth it? Am I gonna really try? You know,
right.
Hey, bro, if you really gonna try to shoot your shot, and if she down, hey, shoot your shot and see if she come to your place later on. Whatever the case may be. I'm not. Right. Shauna's not saying that's what she expects y'all women to do, but I'm saying, hey, if you try it, shoot it, and then see where. What up, podcast listeners? We back with another Dopetivity segment, Nate's Playlist. I got a song. We got this goofy episode today. It's all about some ghosting and some flirting and some ghosting and some more flirting. But I really like this song for it. And everybody knows this one. This is not a song that you're not privy to. This is Drom, that boy Drom. What's that stand for? What's that stand for? Does Real Ass Music. Bet you didn't know that. That's what Drom stand for. It's derivative of drama. Just drop the A. Anyways, this song is called Cute. It's a cute little song. It's fun. I enjoy it. I had some fun with it on Snapchat a few times. But yeah, listen to this one. Tell me what you think, because I think it fits this episode just perfectly. Because I think you're cute. I think you're cute. Yeah, listen to it.
I'm sharing. If you crying, I'ma ask you why you crying, bitch. I'm caring. If you need me to look out for you, I'm posted and I'm staring. That should never have another boyfriend. I get jealous, yeah. I'm almost ready in love, but I get crazy as a felon. I choose you, now you have to deal. But you're so cute, you can make me chill. I think you're cute. I think you're cute.
Talk about how to flirt on both ends right now, or do you want us to jump into our next topic? Because we can
talk about flirting real quick.
Okay, let's just go real quick. Okay,
so you want to go first?
Look at it.
Was that flirt? Is that how flirting works?
Yeah. Okay, so how do we approach this? How are we approaching this? Hold on. I just want to let them know, like, we're forming this topic in front of them. So this is how we form topics on an everyday basis, because we didn't do this before the episode. So you guys get to come on here this journey with us today. Yes, okay.
Brand fucking new.
So how are we forming the dialogue? Go ahead.
So we talked about this in a previous episode about
intimate contracts.
Yes. Okay. About how you were like, we need to tell.
Go listen.
We need to tell these dudes how to flirt, and then they you tell girls how to flirt with what we're considering, you know.
Yeah.
Good people.
So not, I'm not telling a man, or I'm telling the women how to flirt with men, and you're telling the men
in a relationship.
You understand what I'm saying? Am I telling a man? So I'm telling you how to go flirt with that girl, and you're telling me how to go flirt with that boy.
I thought you were gonna say this is how guys should flirt with me. Okay. I was gonna say this is how girls should flirt.
Okay.
You know, as a whole for women, as a whole for men. Like this makes more sense.
Guys, I'm so sorry. I'm coughing like a.
Hey, these allergies out here ain't no joke. It's a lot of shit floating around in Texas.
But it's so hard for me to just...
Coronavirus? Have you heard about that?
Shut up. I heard about it from China or something.
They sent out a whole email at work. I was like, oh, hell.
Just like Ebola.
Yeah.
Okay.
You ain't got no coronavirus.
I don't have no coronavirus. Okay, so we're going to tell each other. So how a woman flirts with you that intrigues you. You could go first.
All right, so... What intrigues me about women flirting, and of course you have to notice it, because I talk to so many people, so many women all the time, and I'm not going to sit there and assume, like, is she going to flirt? Is she going to flirt with me? Is she going to? I can't do that all day. That's just going to, it's going to fuck my brain
so
up all day to sit there and assume
that
they're going to flirt.
Do you think that you know, like, if someone flirts, like, you notice it immediately?
I will graciously say that I've missed lots of cues potentially, but the cues are so minimal and so subliminal that you really don't really pick up on them at any point until they're like, hey, she like you, you didn't catch that. I'm like, oh, it's because she told you secretively, right. And now I know that whatever she just did was a joke, right. Or that was like her flirting because that's out of her box or something like that. But you know, like a good common social cue I would say for women to attack a nice young gent would be like, first and foremost, being honest. Not saying like, hey, I like you. Of course, that's way too blunt. Cause
it takes out all of the curiosity.
Yeah, you're like, oh,
it takes
exactly.
out everything
exactly.
that works
there's
up
no,
into
yeah, there's no,
that. Yeah.
There's no mystery. There's no build up. There's no fun to it.
Just
immediately knowing an answer. But like, I would say, like, if a girl comes up and... Say you're talking to a friend that you didn't know liked you, but she kind of hinted upon, I would say.
Get it out,
man, this is tough. Yeah, this is hard to like conjunction off of. No, it's just trying to put it all together in one storyline. But okay, so backtrack. So you know somebody, right? And she walks up to you and she says whatever y'all are talking about, and you can't quite tell if she's flirting or not, but I don't know. You know what?
I just don't know.
This is so weird because there's so many obstacles right now.
Well,
now
thinking of
now
something
I'm going
in
to yeah, now I'm going
think
to
about
the,
don't go into your brain too much. Just think about
you telling me not to go into my brain?
Yes, I have to at this point.
You're right. Backtrack, man.
Okay, because you overthink just like me.
I was about to create a whole.
So don't, no scenarios. Just be like, if a girl walked up to you and did A, then I'd be like, ooh. Like, what is it? Simplify the topic for you.
Yes.
Simplify it all. Water it all the way down. We're going to water it down.
Water down.
So if we're out, me and you, we're in Deep Ellum. Right? I'm finna plant the story for you.
Okay.
We in Deep Ellum, right?
This is the way I can work. Okay,
I know.
Right.
I got you. We thank always you, know you. How to do this. We got each other. So we in Deep Ellum. We bar hopping. Right? We go to this one bar. I be like, you want a shot? I leave you at the table. Right? I leave you at the table, go to the bar, get our drinks.
Yeah.
A girl walk up to you, what's she gonna say?
What is she gonna say? She just walks up to the table?
Yeah. She likes you. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't think of, okay, the flirting, okay, maybe I did that wrong.
See, you were going into the same route that I was going into.
I'm gonna erase that. I caught that.
See, it's a hard topic.
Because she already let you know she's interested because she walked up to you. So we're going to delete that.
Yeah.
Okay, I get the shots. I come back to the table. It's me and you at the table.
Uh-huh.
She don't know if I'm your mama, cousin, sister, girlfriend.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, good.
But she's sitting next to the table next to us, chilling with some of her girlfriends. And there's maybe one guy there that's sitting next to her.
Okay.
Okay? No, I ain't going to do that because she...
See, how, like, see how, so you doing what I'm doing?
The lead guy. Guy is deleted. No, we ain't going to delete him. He on the other side of two other friends. But it's three girls and one guy. They're chilling. Me and you right next to them. We just kicking the shit.
Okay.
A song comes on or something happens. What does she do to get your attention to where you be like, damn, I think she liked me?
I mean, the most common thing that you see is just like a constant look back. It's just a constant.
Okay,
so
like, it's but the eye contact.
But I would have to be also looking at the same time. So that's the only miscommunication. If I'm not even noticing her.
So I'm going to put my two pointers in there as a woman who likes to flirt and tell what that girl should do. To make
from
sure
that point.
To make sure that the eye contact is there.
Okay, from that point on. Okay, so
right.
What do you think girls
so
should do?
So if there's a situation and we're right next to each other, you're with a girl, I'm not sure if that's your girlfriend, whatever the case is, but I think you're really, really cute. And we're kind of sitting next to each other on accident, and I want that dialogue to keep going. I'm either going to get up and accidentally hit you of some sort.
Oh, shit, okay. Right? Is that a thing?
Yeah, or, I'm sorry.
Is that why we always say girls are clumsy?
Right? I'm going to get up, and I'm going to hit you of some sort, or I'm going to do the leg touch or something, right? So I'm sitting next to you. So you're going to start paying attention to that girl who just did that hitting or, oh, I'm sorry, or whatever. And then, but immediate after that hit is going to be kind of a conversation. I am so sorry. How are y'all doing today?
Yeah.
I'm going to speak to you and me in that case. How are y'all? What's up? Y'all come here a lot. I'm going to start talking.
Yeah.
I'm going to get some answers.
So you're not going to
be like point,
say something and walk away.
No, at this point, it's going to be like, I'm going to find out. I'm going to find out who the fuck they are to each other. Oh. Now, you notice guys are with girls because they kind of get close. They're really close and all this stuff.
Right.
For me and you, we're going to be like, you know, far from each other.
Right.
And we all, me and you always let it know that we are brother and sister, like, this is my sister, this is my, you know, hey, I'm such and such, I'm going to introduce myself type of thing.
Right.
You know? So then you would know. So, I know I just took over your story, but.
No.
That's basically how you have to flirt. You have to let yourself be known. Like, women, I feel like, have to shoot their shot without shooting their shot. They put the, they like throw you the ball and it's up to you to catch it. That's how I am.
Yeah. So this is where I got stumped up earlier is because when guys are trying to say flirt with a girl, it's just so common and expected that you get shot down.
They do it
all
wrong.
Not to say that you get shot down all the time, which you do. Like everybody says, just shoot your shot. Everybody says shoot your shot.
I don't get shot down all the time.
I'm talking about guys. I'm on the guy side.
Because you do. I'm like,
as a guy,
I'm
saying, like, as a guy, that's like, hey, how do I flirt with a girl without getting shot down? Because that's,
I can tell.
Guys are constantly, that's what we were supposed to be getting at.
Sorry.
That's what we were supposed to be sharing that side of the story. But as far as guys go, like, it's that weird thin line where it's like, all right, I can say whatever the fuck I want, but then I look like this fucking douchebag asshole that's he's just out here trying to get laid.
No, because you guys are just too.
And that might be true, but I still want to get your number.
You can't.
And that's what got, but guys.
But listen, though, y'all straightforward in that, but y'all ain't straightforward once you get the number. So y'all need to reverse the two.
Okay.
You have to be straightforward in letting her know that you're interested and pursuing. Like,
yeah. Guys like that.
When you do it, see, this is how a guy would get me, because I'd be like, ooh, I like him. If we're all out with our friends and a guy come, because guys come approach it all wrong. It's not like supposed to be like, hey, what's up? You got a boyfriend? What's
that,
your name?
The common one?
Yeah. Damn. Hey, you got a boyfriend? Damn, hi. The weather's nice. Shit. So I think that they.
I've never done that, by the way.
You need to start a conversation. Right, hey, who you here with? Oh, okay. You know, just go into something else. Yeah, I'm here. You got to talk. You have to give and you have to receive too. Like you create have to a create a like dialogue. A, conversation yeah. literally ruins the nation. Mm-hmm. Conversate. Oh, okay. Well, I've been enjoying talking to you. Like when it's time to go. Mm-hmm. You got a boyfriend or anything? If you do, cool. You'd be like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll see you around, whatever. If not, well, you wanna maybe do this sometimes. We can meet back up here. Something, you know, like yeah. you have to be able to create a more, date. You should be able to create more. Yeah. Create the date right then.
So take that from Shauna's mouth right there,
bro. Because I know what I want so much. I spent so much like time by myself that I know what I want, and I know that it's not going to be identical. I know a dude ain't just going to walk up to me and present himself to me exactly the way that I want him to. Mm-hmm. But the approach does mean a lot. First impression means a whole lot. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I'm getting the first impression right with guys. Guys are approaching mm-hmm. me the first impression correctly. But it's just like delivering the rest of the way, they're falling short. Mm-hmm. So it's like, bro, why did you want my number? What do you want? To just sit on the phone and talk every no, that's cool. Getting to know each other, especially the first conversation, which has a lot of pressure on it. If we can make that soothing, that is perfect.
Yeah.
If it doesn't feel like, oh my God, 21 questions, like we gotta oh my God, we have to get to know each other. If it don't feel like that, it's cool, but as quickly as you can, get it face to face as quick. And that would be good on y'all for those who just want to fuck. You should want to see a girl quickly. Like,
I'm
not saying that we'll do it, but you should still want to see her face to face. You know how much stuff you can see when you're in someone's face?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nathan got so much. He's having a brain fart.
I'm having a brain fart, but man,
am I shooken? Are you shooken?
I'm not shooken.
Nathan is shooken.
But it is. It was a lot, but it did lead me to that point where it's like, guys will never know what girls want at the end of the day.
I'm telling you,
it's not gonna stay that way. I don't think it's gonna stay consistent.
For girls the right person, I think it will.
That sounds terrible. Girls are so inconsistent with their feelings. Sounds so bad to say, but it's true.
Emotional creatures.
Yeah, but it, you know.
But I've been okay.
The one thing about guys, for sure, is their emotions are at least consistent.
I can only speak for myself. You know.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. And that's all we're doing. Like, I'm also just speaking based on my personality or personal experience. But yeah, I've always believed that. No matter what I say, if a guy tries to learn a new way to do something, it's going to change as soon as you figure it out. Because not to say women want to make
with
it harder,
that mindset, you
but don't. Women don't want to make it so easy. Like if somebody figures the cheat code out to finish a game, then why wouldn't you make it harder?
I'm easy. You're not sexually. Yeah,
well, you know, if that's the thing guys are looking for, then that's the hard part.
But I'm easy when it comes to, I make everyone be able to talk to me.
Yeah, for sure. But that's what happens. See, you said that you got these dudes that just want to text you and you got pen pals now.
You don't want those,
but you make it so easy for people to talk to you. Of course they going to talk. You make it so easy.
Should I just quit answering the phone?
You know, there is low-key some kind of secret to these girls that are like quote-unquote bitches. Yeah. There's something to it. They're just like, oh, I hate these crazy women, but I'm going to get in there. You know, it's a challenge or whatever. Yeah, I don't know. I've always only attracted crazy women for some reason.
Yeah, we talked about crazies.
I only get the crazies.
I get the boring. I get the indecisive.
That might be like a push and pull, like the balance thing, because I'm not crazy. I don't think.
I'm not indecisive.
But you're not boring. I could be more boring. You're not boring. So you're like getting the boring dudes, and I'm getting like the
crazy.
Over eccentric, like hard pressed. I'm like, what's going on right now? So at the end of the day, I think it's really hard to dictate how you could tell people to flirt.
I'm trying to tell y'all. Look, I'm telling you how to flirt with me.
Shauna, like hit the inboxes, but don't be pen paling that shit.
No, I just feel like it always comes down to self. People need to know what they want. People need to know what they want and know what they're going to tolerate and cut off what they're not. You have to do that quickly.
I definitely respect thing. I respect a woman that's going to tell me this is not
right.
Don't egg me on and make me feel like don't there's feel a bad. Possibility. Don't give me a bad. Number and I'm going to text you tomorrow and then nothing.
Don't do
and
that. Like, oh. Don't do that.
That's just it's a waste. There has to be a waste of emotion that I didn't feel like using that.
Taking accountability for that. And then I think from there, it's like, I hate dating. And I was just talking to my mom about this yesterday because there's always that beginning of dating to where it's like, I don't want to double text him or...
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't... Like it's
all
like...
the time? I double text all the time.
I don't.
I do. I don't care.
Or you don't want... And that's the thing. I want to just be myself. I want to just... I'm the type of person that be like... If we're in a good place and I feel like we are moving forward, you know, like we've asked all the right questions, we've had the right conversation from my personal realm of what it's supposed to look like, I get comfortable with you and I'm gonna double text and I'm gonna call and I'll be like, I'm gonna blow you up because you, where you been? What you doing?
Right. I'm kidding.
It's not crazy.
I just want to know.
I missed you today. What you doing? You know, it's not that I'm out to like
I'm outside your door. Like,
yeah. Why were you with a bitch? Like, it has nothing to do with that. It's just like, I missed you. You were on my mind. You know, I'm that kind of person. So when you're in the dating and you don't really know where those people's heads are, you don't want to come off as, because you will be a whole crazy bitch to somebody else if they were talking about you and they weren't in the same mind frame as you. Yeah.
That, I mean, that even draws up a whole new line. Like, I think, gotta just be yourself, though, because you, even if you are crazy, you have to present yourself as crazy, because otherwise you're not going to get the person you want. Right. You're not going to find the person that really likes
they
you.
They be like, oh, that met. You need to find a person that be like, she matched my crazy. It the whole time. Yeah, she matched my crazy. Me and her going to go a long
if
way.
If you dating to find one, you're only looking for one. You know what I'm saying? You're not looking for to please everybody to find the one. You got to look for one. Otherwise, you selling yourself short. You know what I mean? So it's like, hey, everybody's the same. Be yourself. Not everybody can. You can't be everybody else. That person's already taken. You know, right. Like whatever the sayings are.
All these people that we listen to on YouTube, Instagram, for all these relationship coaches, even us, you can't take us word for word. You can't be like, okay, you know, you can take some things, some nuggets from the conversation,
right?
Related and try to yourself. Apply them, and then if they work, they work. If they don't, they don't. But as far as trying to live by these set of rules, like I see so many Instagram and Facebook videos of people. Okay, I'm going to tell you 5 steps to how to win, you know, be this man.
And that's why we didn't do a good job on telling them ideas about because we know for a fact it's not.
There's no specific
don't
steps.
Not be yourself.
Be baby. Yourself. You were created who you are. That's what really this boils down to, because I am who I am. Nate is who he is. Mm-hmm. We are who we are as people, and there's going to be I'm dope as hell. In my mind, I love who I am, and you love who you are.
100%.
Unapologetically yourself.
Yes.
Someone is going to feed off that, and it's not going to be something that everyone loves. I'm not going to be everyone's cup of tea. I'm not going to be everyone's thing, but that's okay, because I'm not trying to be with everyone.
Exactly. You're not trying to date everyone.
No.
So quit trying to make yourself look like everyone to get a date with someone.
Right.
Just be yourself until you get that someone.
Or competing.
Unless don't you want to date everyone. Then you can be everybody.
Don't compete with the next or the ex. Don't compete with girls that you feel like he may be looking at. Mm-hmm. Don't compete with men that you think she may possibly date. You can't be them. Yeah. You have to do your own thing. Be to your own drum. Be your own self. So we can give you flirting tips. I'm a flirter by heart. I love to flirt. I can give you a couple things I do to flirt, and you can try them. But I'm not saying that's going to get you a husband.
Flirting,
you know what I'm saying?
Flirting has a lot to do with eye contact, facial expression, and body language. It has nothing to do
and
with
personality.
What you said. It has nothing to do with what you said.
Personality.
It has nothing to do with what you said. Sometimes. You can say, I can say some goofy ass shit and literally get away with a laugh or some kind of You know what I'm saying? Like, exactly. I can do anything like that. So.
Okay, guys.
Just be yourself.
I'm Everyone's so sorry. We did not get to finish. He's singing. He's really singing. We didn't get to finish.
Y'all need to
change. Man, you need we didn't get help. To finish all of this week's episode. But it's okay because this is a really, really, really good episode. We love you guys so much. Nate is still singing. And we will see y'all next week. I'm not sure what we're going to talk about next week. But we love y'all.
We might get on IG and ask y'all if y'all want to.
We're going to start doing it about there. Sundays or Sundays. Saturdays. Saturdays is our Saturdays, recording
yeah.
day.
Yeah.
We may be on Saturday next week, but we don't know. But anyway, guys, we love y'all. We will see y'all next week. I hope you guys listen for our giveaway. It's coming up. We're having a giveaway the day we drop this yes. episode, which is Wednesday. Yes. We drop every Wednesday. There's going to be a giveaway. You guys need to listen for it. So make sure you do that, okay?
Do that and get your prize, mother.
Peace, love, and fish grease.
Because dubtivity is...
Where I said fish grease. That's funny. Did. Goodbye.